السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز صحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful Monday morning, the 30th of December 2024, corresponding with the 28th of Jumadul Akhira 1446. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with afiyat, good health, husn khatima, and Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfaw ahda alladhina hum mafatihu al-rahmati wa masabihu al-ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وجاءوا على قميصه بدم كذب قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا وصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of Deen. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us Muttabi' Sunnah. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us Tawfiq to do A'mali Salih. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all your wonderful du'as. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Monley. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Jumad al-Akhirah 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 41, Surah Hamim al-Sajda, Surah Fussilat, and verses number 19, 20 and 21. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us what will occur and transpire on the Day of Justice, the Day of Judgment. Chapter 41, verse 19. وَيَوْمَ, on that day, the day of reckoning, يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ, that the enemies of Almighty Allah will be assembled, they will be congregated. أَعْدَاء, the plural of adu. So when you have one enemy, then adu. Several enemies, then أَعْدَاء. So the enemies of Almighty Allah on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, will be assembled and gathered. إِلَى النَّارِ, towards the fire. And they all will be assembled there. Thereafter, for whom yuzaun, they will be divided, distributed, categorized. You go this side, you go that side, you go that side. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, through His justice system, will dispatch each one of them to Jahannam and the Hellfire. And every morning, every day, we are supposed to be reading Surah Yasin. In Surah Yasin, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala refers to this. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, O you criminals, you stand one side. How dare you mingle and associate with the true believers? Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verse number 59. So that is Yuzaun, where they will be categorized, divided and distributed. Thereafter, they will say and refuse initially and say, وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ, we did not perpetrate the crime of shirk and polytheism and idol worship and so forth. Again we go to Surah Yasin, and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَائِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verse 65. On that day, the day of justice, نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, we will seal their mouths. They won't be able to speak and talk. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, their hands will speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, and their feet will bear testimony and give testimony of what they earned, what they did here on this earth. On the day of judgment, this will unfold and transpire. Chapter 36, verse number 65. So now when they are dispatched to Jahannam and they enter Jahannam, hatta, so much so, idha ma ja'uha, when they have come right there into Jahannam and they right by the portals of Jahannam and entering, shahida alayhim sam'uhum wa absaruhum wa juluduhum bima kanu ya'malun, it will bear testimony against them. Sam'uhum, their faculty of hearing, so their ears will bear testimony against them. Wa absaruhum, the faculty of seeing and sight, their eyes will bear testimony against them. Wa juluduhum bima kanu ya'malun, and their own skin will then be giving testimony, evidence against them. No, inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir, verily Almighty Allah has power over everything. How the ants communicate with one another, how the birds communicate with one another, how the bird and the million, billion, zillion creation of Almighty Allah Jalla wala communicate with one another. So when the limbs of human beings are giving testimony and speaking, there's nothing surprising. Qudrat Kamila, this is the absolute authority, majesty, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla wala over His creation in the entire universe. So they will then tell their limbs, وَقَالُوا, and they, the Jahannamiyin, the people who have already entered the hellfire, will address لِجُلُودِهِمْ, their skin and their hide and whatever you want to call it, remember that, their skin. لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا, how come you gave testimony against us? We did all this for your pleasure, the kufr, the shirk, the nifaq and hypocrisy. So these are the three categories of people enshrined in the noble Quran. who will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. The kafirin, those who are sane and mature, and they rejected the articles of faith. They said, where you come with the day of justice? Where you come with this? You must believe in prophets and messengers. Where you come and believe in destiny and fate and so forth. So they rejected all this year. So Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65, Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin wa'adda lahum sa'ira. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has already cursed the non-Muslims and prepared for them the blazing fire. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there in the Jahannam, the hellfire, forever and ever. Abada is mentioned. Chapter 33, verse 64-65. La yajiduna waliyya wala nasira. No protector, no helper for them. So condemned to hell forever. Chapter 4, verse 48. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Inna Allah لا يغفر أن يشرك به. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will never ever forgive those people who committed shirk, and that is they ascribe somebody something to Almighty Allah. Look at the Buddhist faith, the Hindu faith, and Christians and so forth, that they took somebody something and made him the partner or the son or the associate of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah says he will never forgive them. Chapter 4, verse 48. Then the people who got Muslim names, but they say that they are Muslim, but it's only lip service. Deep down in their heart, they despise and they hate Islam, and there is not an iota of iman in the inner recesses of their hearts. Chapter 4, verse 145. Innal munafiqeen. When you go Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, you hear the word nafaq. Nafaq means the tunnels. So the people on top cannot see you right there inside the tunnel. You in the tunnel cannot see the people on top. Munafiqeen, nafaq. So they're covering, concealing the kufr and the shirk and their hatred and how they despise Islam and Muslim. Inna al-munafiqeen fi darkil asfali min an-nar. They will be dispatched to the lowest dungeon and prison in Jahannam and in the fire. Allahumma ahfadna min Allah, protect us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from blasphemy and kufr, wa shirki, polytheism and idol worship, wa nifaq and hypocrisy. So wa qalu li juludihim. So these people will address their skins and say, why did you give testimony against us? Lima shahidtum alayna. Then the lambs and the organs will speak and say, qalu. This is the response they will give and say, antaqana Allahu alladhi. Allah Jalla Wala is the one and only supreme being. Not Trump, not Biden, nobody else. So everybody is a moron today when they can't look and search for justice. So then that Allah alone made us speak, who makes everything speak. It made our lungs and our organs also speak. وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ. And He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, created you. أَوَّلَ مَرَّ. The first time, from nothing into something. Which one of us was around 150, 200, 250 years ago? لم يكن شيئا مذكورا نام نشان نيتا. You had nothing, nobody knew you, but Allah out of His grace, mercy, benevolence created us. وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون. And unto Him you will be made to return. The day of justice. Therefore, O Muslim, O Muslimah, brother, sister, me and you, the greatest gift which Almighty Allah has conferred upon us is the wealth of Iman and Islam. Chapter 3, verse number 8, always learn this verse, teach it to others. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana till the end. O Almighty Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us the guidance, and envelope us in your special mercy. And then chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam, and unite me with the devout and pious people, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O beloved Allah. So these are the supplications and du'as we should be reading. Make our holidays into holy days. Use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446, in South Africa, Southern Africa, and in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine. Today, Monday, it's already the 29th of Jumad al-Akhirah. They will have to scan the sky tonight. We will scan the sky tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening, if the crescent is sighted, then Wednesday, 1st January 2025 will be the 1st of Rajab. From now, I can tell you, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, 1st Rajab will be, remember, on Wednesday. So then the dates will correspond, the 1st of Rajab and 1st of January. In most countries of the world, we present to you the Gaza genocide, day number 451 today, Monday, and this is the news, views, interviews, and from all parts of the world, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 5 jutlas dispatched straight to hell, getting roasted, toasted, the Jews and the Zionists. We're very happy about it. Hundreds of them are injured. Various places, various times, and so forth. And remember, if you look at the true statistics, then 200,000 have been martyred, murdered, and still under the rubble, and so forth. And from the jutlas, 100,000 plus are injured and ran away, never to come back again, the haramis. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Hussam Abu Saif Safiya, director of the Kamal Adwan Hospital, has been detained by the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. These are crazy maniacs and terrorists, remember that. So the world is demanding from Israel that this man has shown that he wants to serve humanity and he doesn't have anything to do with terrorism. The biggest terrorists today on earth are America and Israel, both of them guilty of state terrorism with Britain, the Harami Day included. This are the triangle of terrorism and the hatred against Islam, that you take America, Israel, Britain, India, and these type of countries. These are the three people who want to cause harm to Islam and Muslims, and you can see what they're doing. We have some good news to you, for you, from a Muslim Islamic perspective, that Bibi Netanyahu has prostate cancer. Let him freck with suffering. Allahumma azibhu adaban shadida. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, how you made Ariel Sharon suffer. He couldn't love, he couldn't freck. La yamutu wa la yahya. You do the same and worse for him, for Netanyahu, the harami, the murderer and the butcher of Gaza. Allahumma azibhu adaban. azaban alima. May Almighty Allah make him suffer, and then every Jutla Zionist will learn a lesson. The settlers are leaving Israel. They came from America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. More settlers are leaving Israel than those coming into Israel. They say it's no more safe. Hamas has attacked us. Until now, we can't defeat them. Coming to 15 months. What hopeless are we? We got America, we got Europe, we got NATO, and we can't defeat 25,000-30,000 people. That is the power of Iman. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is helping the oppressed and the Mujahideen, and you, the Jutlas, the Haramis, the mercenaries. Remember, you cannot fight a long battle. You can only murder baby killers, innocent people. So therefore, we stand with Hamas, we will stand with the Mujahideen, and we say we have no empathy, sympathy for the Jutlas and Jutlis. Wherever they send a Jutla, Jew, Zionist, and a Jew away to hell, we will support them, whether they're Muslim, non-Muslim, or atheist. New elections in Syria will take a place maybe after 4 months. That is what Julani, you know Julani, J-E-W-L-A-N-I said. Putin is in power in the Federation of Russia for 25 years now. So Putin, we like him for one reason only. He causes harm to Ukraine. He causes harm to the Americans. He causes harm to Israel. And therefore, on other score, we condemn him. But yeah, we say with Russia, from Russia, with love, remember that. Putin is a big harami, remember that. He knows how to play his cards. Trump, the idiot, the moron, I always told you that. He is a narcissist, an egoist. Now, instead of one sending one private email, private message, remember WhatsApp, to his friend and his financier, Elon Musk, born in South Africa, he goes and sends it out to everybody. So Trump posts, remember, a mail accidentally, and is inviting him, that Elon Musk, and his son, he's called X, you know, he's the owner of Twitter, nowadays called X. You must come. Learn, listen to the words he used. To the center of the universe. To the center of the universe, you must come to my pit, to my place, Lago Mago, whatever the hell place is. And we're going to have the bash of the century. We're going to have the New Year's Eve party. And we have won. And we are in charge of the White House. We are in charge of Congress, we're in charge of the House of Representatives. Allah will make America collapse with you, you egoist, narcissist, donkey. That is what Trump is, remember that. So a moron, person who committed so many crimes, and he made a storm with Stormy and paid $130,000, and you're telling me he's a man worth, you understand, integrity. Only an idiot will say that. So Syria leaders want close ties with Russia. How's that? So they want close ties with everybody. Talabul kul fawtul kul. When you want to please everybody, you lose everybody, in Arabic we say. Tornadoes, remember that, have wreaked havoc in Texas and Mississippi. 2 people confirmed dead, several injured. Allah is showing America time to time, you are no superpower. I am the one and only superpower. I will decimate, destroy you in one split second. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَةِ. Almighty Allah warns his servants, I do as I please, because I am فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيد. I do as I please, and no one can question my authority, and I will question anybody, everybody who I want to. South Korea, the plane crashes there, and 179 people killed there. So that was a terrible accident, it seems like. like. So protest against the Shia, Kafir, Iranian government. So remember that Trump made it very clear, we want regime change. So this is what they do, they always. But the Shias, they murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh on Friday, the day of Ashura, there in Maidan-e-Tufuf, in Karbala. So what do you see? That, remember, is written in the book Imam Zainul Abideen, printed by Muassasatul Balagh in Tehran. I still have the book by me, and they are the ones who gave it to me, the Iranian regime and their sidekicks and chumchas. In there it's written. So you must remember about how Imam Zainul Abideen says, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu told them, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah, you out, you kuffar. And remember, Sheikh Mufid writes in Irshad, all these are Shia authors. So he wrote in Irshad that, in I read for you the Arabic text, إِنَّ الْإِمَامْ حُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ وَدَعَى عَلَى شِيَتِهِ. That Imam Hussein alayhi salatu salam, this is how the Shias write, he cursed the Shias, he raised his Mubarak hands and cursed the Shias and said, Allahumma in mattatahum fafarriqhum firqa waj'alhum taraiqa qidada wa la tardal wulatu anhum abada. Ya Allah, make that kuffar Shias into splinter groups and curse them. And Ya Allah, never let the rulers be pleased with them. So you can see there's big problems there in Iran. Some places no energy, no power. Some places no petrol. Some places, remember, they're facing uprising. So big problems in Iran. President Carter dies and fracks at the age of 100. Every person has to die. He wrote the book against Israel, apartheid Israel. So he only had one term. In 1980, Ronald Reagan, the third class actor, beat him, you must remember, all haramis. So national dialogue in Syria. So now they're going to invite people this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1,200 of them. They must participate, the men, the women, the sheikhs and the imams and so forth. Let's see what vision we have for the future and so forth. So Putin apologized, you must remember, to Azerbaijan and said that, you know, that this plane crashed here in Russia, so Russian region, so therefore he apologized, but he did not take responsibility. So they, the Azerbaijan president and political leaders, are saying Russia must take responsibility. This plane was shot down by them, according to the Azerbaijan people and leaders, and they must pay compensation as well, because so many people died and so forth. Saudi Arabia, in the past 4 years, has employed more than 480,000 women and given them employment. When you just land there, what you see? Women everywhere. And remember, they're smiling with everybody. You go to majority of the shops today, is women there. The men have sidelined, marginalized. Why? This is modern day Saudi Arabia. 2030, Ru'ya to Ishreen wa Thalathin. This is Vision 2030. And 2034, hosting the World Cup. LGBT, the lesbians, the gays, the transgender, all haramis are invited. And remember MBS dream, but he won't see it, inshallah. Allahumma ahlik ahle Saud, kama ahlakta adaw wa thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy the Saudi regime and the Ahle Saud. So yeah, you must remember, a light aircraft crashes in UAE. You know UAE has small places. So one place is called Ra'sul Khaymah. So there, remember, the light aircraft smashed, the pilot, co-pilot all died. What were they doing? Allah alone knows. They're forever spying and looking for Israel's benefit. Allah is humiliating them and disgracing them. Let's come to our cry, my beloved country, Alan Payton, with the news, views, interviews here in South Africa. A Mozambican man, he smuggled in 14 girls into South Africa. Can you believe that? From Mozambique, he brought 14 girls. So they told him, you are guilty. guilty now, you either have to go to jail for 6 months or either you pay a fine of 6,000 rand. So I think that judge also was not sober when he passed the judgment. He smuggles in 14 girls and 6,000 and he'll get the 6,000 rand, then he's caught free. Storm destroy houses and inkandlah. You know inkandlah. You know when we read Quran Sharif, Junaid Mota, what you call it? You have to make a mud. You know, Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim. So when you pronounce inkandlah, you think of Zuma. So that is there. Storm destroy many houses there. Big problems there. And unpolished diamonds found by foreigners, remember that. And 15 of them were arrested. South Africa is a haven. You can bring in women, you can, you understand, human trafficking, you can bring in diamonds, you can bring in rapers, murderers, anything, zonke lungile, you see, kullu halal, our beloved country, and courtesy of ANC, then the GNU. So they're giving you, the ANC and GNU, are giving you, remember, a nice happy new year, and they said the petrol price would increase. You see, yesterday I went to full of petrol. So what happens? The guy, he says, good you came today. So I ask him why. He say the petrol price is going up 15 cents. But you'll only know properly tomorrow. It keeps on fluctuating, but there will be an increase. So better go fill up your petrol today, Gwalisa, and tell them to fill up the tank, you see. So that is what you should remember. Okay, today's program, 8:30 to 9, Mona Khalid Yaqub and myself will interview me regarding Yemen. Yemen is playing good role. Israelis don't know what to do. What the Houthis are giving them a rough time and a tough time. And we support them, although they are Shia. So in this world we support them. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Allah Ta'ala will use non-Muslims also to help and assist this deen of Islam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, anybody causes harm to America, Britain, India, Israel, we will support them. We say it clearly, we don't have to worry about anybody. The truth has to be spoken, remember that. So that is our stance. And then 1 to 2 is tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, inshallah, report back our trip to Cordoba. So Cordoba, so wonderful trip there that is sent in, inshallah. So we'll write trip to sent in. 8 to 10, inshallah, Q&A, and that is with Hafiz Wadi tonight, inshallah, on Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Maulana, we have 22 minutes left, so let's fire up for the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, a question from a female. If you don't have enough mahrams, can non-mahrams help to lower your body in the qabr?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's say a lady was a non-Muslim. Allah's fadl, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, grace came, and she embraced Islam. Her family are all non-Muslim. So who will lower that lady into the grave? So remember that the man, although they cannot be classified as mahram, but ad-darurat to be hul-mahzurat, when there is a real need, so things that are not normally acceptable become acceptable. So if you are a lady and you have one brother only who is a Muslim, for example, or you don't have anybody, so then I can go, Maul Salim can go, anybody can go into the grave, and we will lower your body there into the grave. Why? Because we are not touching you skin to skin. We have the coffin, we have the shroud, and so forth. The ideal situation is, remember, when a female passes away, then the husband can go down the grave to bury his deceased wife, her brothers, her nephews, her father, or her uncles. They are the people, any one of them, that they should go down and go the lower the, into the grave, and then they should read the dua. All of you should learn this. Three things here. Number one, those of you who are inside the grave and now you're lowering the deceased body, so read, remember, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. and in the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then you say Ala Millati Rasulillah. So on the religion of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's one. That's a sunnah. Open Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, and so forth. Second one, you must make karwat. Karwat means there are three brothers or four brothers inside the grave. So remember, one brother will stay there till the end, and make sure not only the head, but the entire body is turned towards the Qibla, the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa. Sometimes people, remember, they don't do that properly. So we should ensure that when we bury our deceased, we do that. And third one, remember that you, the brothers, instead of talking and wasting time with your cell phone, so you should be making dua for the brother, sister buried. Allahumma sabbitu in the su'al. Oh Allah, let this person give the right answers to the questions and so forth. So we need to make dua for them. And the best dua we can make, and supplication, chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Allah grant all our marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. Grant the family Sabre Jameel who have lost someone near and dear to them.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for a married woman to travel out of her house with her cousin's son?
Remember, the cousin's son is not a mahram, so therefore that is haram for you ladies. Now so many of you, because the Saudi government, the Saudi embassy say all lungi le, kullu halal, all is permissible. Just come, apply for visa, and you do it online, and everything is fine. So remember, that does not mean that is sharia. Sharia says you have to go for Umrah. Now, for example, in Rajab is starting now 1-2 days time, inshallah, 2-3 days time. So remember, or Shaaban or Ramadan, or you want to go for Hajj and so forth. So if you don't go with your husband or your mahram, it's absolutely, totally haram in the case of Umrah, according to all four schools. You go with your cousin, go with your cousin's son, all haram, not permissible. Even for Hajj, if it is a voluntary nafil Hajj, is haram. Remember that. The only place there is some, you understand, that flexibility, and that is the ladies go fi jama'at in nisa istiqat, with the group of ladies that are reliable, according to the Malikis and the Shafi'is, for Farz Hajj, where the lady doesn't have a husband or has a husband but he's incapacitated or can't find a suitable mahram. So if it is Farz Hajj, then only the Shafi'is, Malikis say permissible to go with group of ladies. Hanafis, Hanbalis say even then is haram and not permissible. They have to write down in their will and last testament somebody must perform Hajj anil ghair, Hajj badal. So they must send somebody to perform Hajj who has performed Hajj already and leave 200,000, 150,000, 250,000, whatever package they agree on. So that is what should be done. So we should understand our deen properly, not we go and look for loopholes and just practice on whatever our hearts or our desires and whims and fancies tell us.
Mufti Saab, when reading Surah Baqarah at home for sihr and protection, can we read Surah Baqarah over a few days, or must it be in a whole sitting in one sitting?
Remember, if you're a hafiz or so, you read it one shot, it will take you half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, depending how fast, how slow you read. But if you are a person, you can't manage reading it in one sitting, in one day, no problem. You read every day 5 pages, 3 pages, 2 pages, and over 1 week you read it, so very good. Let's say you start today, and then by Friday or Saturday or Sunday you finish, and then so Allah Ta'ala will protect you, protect your house, makan, makin, sab ki hifazat ho jayegi. Allah will protect the house, protect the people, the residents and the people. Apple Day inside. Read the hadith properly. You don't just put the CD on or some gadget on. No, you must read hadith authentic in Muslim Sharif. Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. Read Surah Baqarah chapter 2. 286 verses. Atwalu Suratin fil Quran al-Kareem. The longest surah chapter in the Noble Quran. Fa inna akhadaha barakah. By reading it, it will bring barakah, blessings to your house, to your shop, or to your warehouse, or wherever, anywhere that is permissible. Watarkaha hasra. And when you don't read it, it brings about remorse and regret. Wala yastati'uha al-batala. And the evil forces cannot overpower it. So read it one day, once a week. Read the entire surah every day, few pages. So inshallah, read it abundantly. Allah Jalla Wala will protect you min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, can I buy an apartment off plan? The land is there and they are going to build the flats on it. Can I buy an apartment in that manner?
Not permissible. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's authentic hadith, wala tabi' ma laysa indak. In Dubai, when there was a boom 15-20 years ago, people were going crazy, remember? They were buying off plan, meaning that you buy 1 acre, 5 acre, 10 acres, 5 hectares, whatever. And then they were buying, and then the crash took place. People were just parking their cars there at the airport and running from Dubai, if you remember 15-20 years ago or whenever. Story time. Obviously, I can't mention the family's name, but they came here to me, the father and the son, and they told me we lost 2-3 million US dollars, and that is why. But I told you, didn't I give you the fatwa? They said yes, but you see, the greed, the temptation was too much. Wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadid. Human being, remember chapter 100. Almighty Allah tells us in Surah Al-Adiyat, verses 6, 7, and 8. Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanood. Beshak ye insan apke rab ke bohot bohot hi na shukr hai. Verily, the human being, the masterpiece of Allah's creation, very, very ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah. The more wealth Allah gives him or her, wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. And they bear testimony. We can buy of the police, we can buy of the judge, the magistrate, we can buy of the Maulana, the Mufti, in so many cases and instances. So what is the cause and the reason for the ingratitude, unthankfulness to Almighty Allah? Wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadid. That this human being is madly, intensely in love with the wealth, remember. The heart gets saturated. So buy off plane, buy. And then when the crash takes place, we wonder how come we lose millions and so forth. Haram it is. So remember that you just want to buy, but there's nothing there. And remember, then they tell you we're going to build this complex and so many flats and so many residential sites and commercial sites and everything, and you paying thousands and millions. Islam say all haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, I sell dresses and I have a lot of dead stock. Somebody told me that you are allowed to give it as zakat. Is this permissible?
Any person who is selling a halal product, whether it is food, whether it is clothing, whether it is carpets, electrical items, and gadgets and appliances, now it turned out it's dead stock. Nobody really wants to buy it. So you decide that you want to give it out as zakat to the poor, poor Muslim men, women who are really in dire straits. Is it permissible? Yes, permissible. But cognizance must be taken of the following. Now you are selling it for 1,000 rand. I'm just giving you an easy example. But today you can't even get 200 rand for it, 150 rand. The price price, the value of it has depreciated and it has really come down. So when you give that stock out, the dresses or whatever it is, so shoes or whatever you, so remember that you don't take your cost price, you don't take your current price and so forth, your retail, you take the current market value. How much will people give you for that? 100 rand? You want 1,000 rand? So when you give it out, you take that price of 100 rand, and that is how you will dispose of your zakat, and it must be given to the poor Muslim, let's say dresses to the poor Muslim ladies, unconditionally, unreservedly. So that is how you will calculate it in the case of dead stock. So we need to be very clear on that issue as well.
Mufti Sahib, what is the best zikr to read for Noor on the face?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala taught us through wahi and revelation that a person remember now Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chapter 53 verses 3 and 4 wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha, that he Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not speak of his own desires. It was wahi, revelation that was sent to him Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afdalu zikri la ilaha illallah, the best zikr is la ilaha illallah. Wa afdalu du'a alhamdulillah, and the best du'a is you start alhamdulillah. Ulama looked at Quran Sharif, looked at Sunnah Mubarakah, and said the best zikr is tilawat of Quran, then la ilaha illallah and durood Sharif and salawat and salutations. You want your face to shine and glitter, there must be a natural glow. This is not hadith, this is a saying of the awliyaullah, the tabi'i and so forth. Man kathara, you'll find it in Ibn Majah and that, man kathara salatahu fil layl bayyadallahu wajhahu fil nahar. Sister, you won't need any makeup and all that. You know, you ladies, how you plaster yourself and paint yourself. Sometimes you can't recognize it, you see. Sometimes I see my own nieces and all of them. If it's a wedding or what, and I have to go there, you look, you're wondering who they are, you understood? Who's with who? So remember this, because everybody tip-top, you must remember. So carry on with the story. So the saying goes of the awliyaullah, the pious people, when you read abundant salat at night, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, 2, 2, 2. So you read abundant salat at night, bayyadallahu wajhahu fin nahar, Allah will place a glow, nur, radiance, effulgence on your face. So read now, you must remember that. Allah, read with me. Allahumma bayyid wajhi, Allahumma bayyid wajhi, bayyid ba ya dod be ye dod. Allahumma bayyid wajhi, yawma yabtab, yawma tabiyaddu hujuhu wa taswaddu hujuh. Quran says, on the day of justice, some people's faces will be shining, glittering. Some people's faces will be lackluster and dark in complexion. So therefore, learn this dua. Allahumma bayyid ba ya dod wajhi. Ya Allah, put noor. And now we're going to go for Fajr Salat. Allahumma jal fi qalbi noora, wa fi sam'i noora, wa fi basari noora, wa fi badani noora, wa fi lisani noora. So this is sunnah dua. Go open Mishkat Sharif. Mustada Ahmed, when you, the man, you leave your house, now you read your sunnah already at home, and now you're proceeding to the masjid. So en route to the masjid, read and beg Allah for noor, radiance, effulgence. You, my sister, you perform huzu, and now you're going towards your musalla, your prayer room, namaz room. So read the dua. Allah bless you with noor, and inshallah your face will be shining, glittering. So story time, Junaid Mota. You see, Junaid Mota comes here 2 o'clock in the morning. Allah alone knows Junaid Mota busy with the jinnats. So we call him Jinnat Mota. So one husband told people, you know, my wife, Nighttime, I see a lot of noor coming from her. So the other guy told him, it's not noor. She's checking your cell phone out and whatever you were busy with, nighttime, daytime, you see. So it's not the noor. It is the light and luster from your cell phone she's checking out there. So when the brother was half asleep, he thought noor coming from his wife.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to use interest money to pay towards taxes and fines?
100%.
What are the best ways to discharge it?
Remember, 100% our fatwa is this, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Saab, Hazrat Ji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Hazrat Ji of Jalalabad, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Saab used to say, Maulvi Ahmad Sadiq Desai Saab, jo hai muftiyo ka mufti hai. You see, he only studied 2 years, 2.5 years, but the genius, remember. And he became the mufti of the muftis. So therefore we say Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidhullah wa Ra'ah. So remember his fatwa in the majlis, and that you will see. Pay your taxes, pay your fines, everything with interest money, totally permissible. And remember that give it to the poor people, Muslim or non-Muslim. But you won't get reward for it. Interest is haram. So therefore there is no zakat on interest. So it is wajibut tasadduq. It is in your possession, not in your ownership. So get rid of it immediately. So yes, permissible.
Mufti Saab, my wife is a revert, and I have read that one can make dua for your non-Muslim friends or relatives for their guidance whilst they are alive, but cannot ask for forgiveness for them once they die with your tongue. But in your heart, you can wish it. Please advise.
Remember that our constitution is the Quran Sharif, first and foremost, then the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. When a person dies as a non-Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, whatever, so وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ you can't pray for them, nor with your tongue, nor with your heart, once they have died like that. And nor can you go and visit the graveyard and the grave and so forth and so on. So all that haram, not permissible. Yes, after everything is done, now they have buried their deceased, cremated their deceased. To cremate in Islam is totally haram and unlawful. Then you go there personally, you offer your condolences and so forth. That is permissible. Otherwise, nowadays it's technology. You just send an email to the female, or that auntie there, she lost her husband, her father, or you send a WhatsApp message or whatever. And in that way, there to sympathize with the family, that is permissible. But you can't say RIP, rest in peace. You can't say may Allah give you your brother, sister who passed away, go to heaven. All that haram, you lose your iman if you're not careful. Chapter 9, verse 84. So that is the fatwa on that issue. However, when Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary are alive, so then we must make effort, invite them towards Islam. Like now, how many 100,000 Muslim, non-Muslims are listening with Allah's help and so forth. Some of them send questions and so forth. Some don't like, we must take their name and what have you. But there can be repercussions sometimes for them from their own family. So be that as it may, so we must go and teach them. Our function must be Islam is the best, and we want to share it with the rest. So we make dua to Almighty Allah. Allahumma dinnasa jami'a. Ya Allah, guide everyone, the non-Muslims toward Islam, and the Muslims enhance, increase our iman, faith, and our conviction in you, O Almighty Allah, and in Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's promises. Last question, Maulana.
What dua can we read for today?
Remember that today the dua you must read is this, that you scan the sky there in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa. If the moon is sighted, then you say Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, as mentioned in Abu Dawood. But 99% it will not be sighted, so tomorrow they will go to the 30th of Jumad al-Akhirah, and then tomorrow evening will usher in the month of Rajab. That is in 90-80% of the country. countries, because people follow Saudi Arabia and so forth. So then you read, Allah mubarak lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan, the hadith mentioned of Imam Bayhaqi and in Mishkat Sharif and so forth. Me and you, South Africa, Southern Africa, we have to scan the sky. It's 19, 19 and a half, 20 hours in Cape Town. It's very 50-50. Maybe the crescent is sighted, maybe it's not sighted. If it is sighted, then we will read after Maghrib, after Isha, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Allah mubarak lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. And yesterday also I sent out the du'as for the new moon and the new month and so forth. The golden voice of Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, even today, inshallah, we will send it out, and tomorrow as well. You will find it there on my status. You will find it there on the X, on Twitter, on Telegram, and all the groups, inshallah al-Aziz. So learn all these du'as, and it's sunnah to read it once you receive confirmation that hilalu khairin wa rushdin, the richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language, the first three nights, then it is called hilal. Hilal means raf'us sawt, to raise your voice. Remember that. Ya Allah, make this month of Rajab a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. Wa rushdin, and a month of righteousness for us. So may Almighty Allah bless us. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.